The world's overlooking South Sudan's crisis. Human trafficking is down in one part of South Asia, but up in another. And God's bringing beauty from ashes in the Near East. Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan's war is a man-made disaster that bears some resemblance to Syria's civil war. Up to 2 million people are on the move because of the fighting. The March 6th peace talks failed. Didn't know? Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says you're not alone.
There's been fighting in the area for years, some of the things that led up to it becoming a new country. And then when it becomes something that's more of an internal conflict, and there's bigger things on the scene like Syria and Ebola and other things, eyes get turned away from a crisis like South Sudan.
People just don't care. That doesn't lessen the scope of need. But through on-the-ground partners, there's hope.
Providing food, providing clean water, providing a little bit of hope for the future is a ministry that we do in the name of Christ. And we do it in a way to show the love of Christ, both to the believers who are struggling in this area as well as unbelievers.
Want to be a part of the solution? Go to missionnews.org and we'll connect you. Next, more than 50% of the people living in the Central African Republic need humanitarian assistance. Many are becoming malnourished because they don't have enough food. In Jesus' name, Rural Renew is partnering with an organization to bring emergency food supplies and train people to grow higher-yielding crops. They want to help more than 500 people in 4 months, and with your contribution, they can. Visit our website for details. This is Mission Network News. Better surveillance may be decreasing human trafficking across the Nepali-Indian border, but it's caused sex trade activity to spike in Nepal, forcing girls into a harsh cycle they can't get out of without your help. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein.
There's a real stigma in society. They really look down on these girls as low-class trash. We're trying to work to change that for people to understand, first of all, these are not prostitutes. These are sex slaves. They are forced into this lifestyle. It's not something they choose.
What is VBB doing? With a safe house, they're rescuing women, teaching them skills to make a new living, and most importantly, reminding them of their value.
They start to see, wow, I'm creating the image of God. This is not what God wants for me. And it's exciting to see them being transformed and to see the joy in their faces. When they worship the Lord, their hands are raised, tears are streaming down their faces. They're so grateful to God for what he's done for them.
Ask God to continue to rescue these women from human trafficking. Next, Christian business leaders in South Korea are now pioneers in Christian leadership training. It's an initiative from Asian Access. It started 4 years ago when a Christian business leader heard A2's vision for pastoral leadership training and suggested that it was needed for Christian business people. A2's Joe Handley.
For the last 4 years, we have been incubating an idea of converting what we do successfully with pastors to the marketplace sector.
A2 launched its first 2-year business leadership cohort over the weekend, training them to be better business leaders engaged in mission. Studies suggest that's pretty effective.
Those that are doing mission in the midst of their business are actually proving to be quite successful, whereas those of us that have been more in the missionary game trying to do business has been less effective.
Venture funding is needed as A2 has requests for cohorts in India and China. And God's bringing beauty from ashes. In the Near East, two Operation Mobilization workers have been traveling into the desert to visit a boy with cerebral palsy. His disability's given them the opportunity to share the gospel with his family. The OM workers have given them Bibles and are answering their questions. They're the first family in the village to receive the gospel. Pray their faith will continue to grow and spread to the rest of their village. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.